How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So today I want to tell you the story of one of my favorite professional wrestlers, the man named Diamond Dallas Page. He's also known as DDP, the purveyor of the Diamond Cutter. DDP is an interesting character. This man who got into professional wrestling super late. He didn't really pop onto the mainstream of wrestling until he was about 35, give or take my age. That's interesting. He was someone who just really wanted to be a professional wrestler, became a professional wrestler after being a manager, and had a really successful career in World Championship Wrestling. He even spent some time in WWE, Total Nonstop Action, and a year or two ago, wrestled a couple matches for All Elite Wrestling. The man, despite having been in his mid-30s when he became a professional wrestler, and now being in the neighborhood of 60, is someone who still fascinates me. Because after he got out of wrestling, he got into yoga. And eventually started something called DDP Yoga. It's a yoga system that he has perfected and made changes to over the years. I've done it myself some. It's super cool. Lots of professional wrestlers use it. Guys like Chris Jericho. Adds years to their career. I bring this up because through his work with DDP Yoga, he's helped revitalize not just the careers, but the lives of several people. People who needed to make a change, and he helped them get there, get better. Two that come to mind are Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall. Both professional wrestling legends, both men who had taken hard turns in their personal lives. Done and seen and been a lot of places that we're not going to talk about, and they weren't in good shape physically. They were falling apart. And he took them in, quite literally took them in, and helped them turn their lives around. I'm a huge fan of DDP as a wrestler, but I'm an even bigger fan of him as a person, because he cares. He wants to see others be better, and not just be better, just be okay. He wants to get them back on track. Yes, he does it as part of his business, but if you've watched the world of professional wrestling and the impact he's had on it since he stopped wrestling regularly, it's immense. And I'm sure I'm not the only fan who's incredibly thankful for the work he's done. Hebrews 3:13 says, "But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Today was not my best day. I didn't do a good job with some things, and it just wasn't good. I reached out to a good friend who was there for me in those moments. I have a group of people I know I can turn to, and I turned to one of them. And he didn't take it easy on me, nor should he have. And I appreciate that. You need people in your lives who aren't always going to take it easy on you. You need tough love from people. It'll help push you forward, because we can't do these things on our own, and we need God, but God puts people in our lives for a reason. For us to help them, to help carry their burdens, and for them to help us, and to help carry ours. Don't be afraid to reach out to the people around you for help. Reach out to me if you want to. You can find me on Twitter, or on the Facebook group. And don't be afraid to reach out to someone you think needs help. Or be willing to be the person who helps them when they ask. You never know just how much they need it. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast or come hang out over on the Nerd of God Squad's Facebook page. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.